I'm Shelly Vendiola, and I'm Squamish and Filipina, and I'm from Washington State. My culture and background and how that relates to the Filipino Independence Day. We're Squamish is a small tribe in the Northwest in Washington near the border of Canada. And we, you know, we consider ourselves place-based people. As Indigenous people, we're place-based people, and there are things from this place that give us our sustenance and feed our spirit, like the cedar and the salmon. The thing about our cultural way of knowing and being is that we are in the process of healing from colonization and other things that have struck our communities, substance abuse, poverty, that kind of thing. As Indigenous people, there are things from these places that help us to survive. And so when we practice these things and we make a process for creating a language program in our tribe, whether it's a language class or language program or classes that are run through our local Northwest Indian College or Skagit Valley College, those are all ways that we're bringing back our cultural ways of knowing and being, and in that case, the language. You know, the Indians and Filipinos coming together in the berry fields, and as in the case of my own parents, my late father was from Hawaii. He was born and raised in Oahu. But my father's grandparents are from the Philippines. They're Sayan, and they're from Cebu. And so we, you know, find ourselves through the process of colonization having been relocated, not just in the native culture, but the Filipino culture as well. And there was a law, you know, back in the day where you know, part of that Asian Exclusion Act where, you know, it was against the law even to be with white women, for Filipino men and native people to kind of come together. There was that. So it was easier for Filipino and native people to come together. A lot of the tribes up here, you know, from Squamish to Suquamish to Nooksack to Lummi, you know, you find a lot of Indopino people. This is the first year that our Squamish tribal community is hosting this annual gathering, and the journey, it began in 1989 to coincide with the state centennial, and there were about 100 canoes traveling. There will be about 100 canoes traveling to Squamish from the Northwest and beyond, and, you know, thousands of people are expected. So one of the biggest things that we're trying to do is we're trying to honor the earth and reduce our impact with, you know, close to 30,000 people over a week's time coming to our village, our very small village. So we are partnering with Zero Waste of Skagit Valley County to do a low impact waste reduction effort to recycle, compost, and we will have our Protect Mother Earth Task Force organizers on site to help volunteers who want to monitor and help us in that effort, because we know that when you gather that many people, there could be quite an impact and quite a lot of waste, and so we want to reduce that. So that's also, if you go to our website, paddletosquamish.com, and there will be a link to the volunteers, and then under there will be Protect Mother Earth. People can sign up to volunteer, anyone that's coming. I want to encourage people to come. It's really something to witness and be a part of. So the theme of our Paddle to Squamish is loving, caring, and sharing together. And well, it's happening. The landing actually occurs on July 25th. That's when the canoes will be coming into land, and then that whole week we'll be sharing our song and dance from different villages, and it goes through the 31st, so it's July 25th through the 31st at Squamish Village in O'Connor, Washington. And I can give you the website, www.paddletosquamish.com. And we are also on Facebook. So if you do Paddle to Squamish, you can find us on Facebook. And www.paddletosquamish.com. So if you do Paddle to Squamish, you can find us on Facebook. Put our best foot forward to host this journey in a good way, and to make sure that people are fed when they come. That's the most important thing. Our elders teach us that the most important thing is to be sharing time together and to feed the people. So that's how we do it. That's how we roll up here. Should I say pull up here? That's how we pull together. When, you know, when we're in the canoe, the people that are in the canoe, they pull canoe. So when you're in there, that's the saying, is you're pulling together. And you never